Well, let's take a break from the news now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. And
there goes the last DJ.
John Moses is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California, and joins us now. Hi, John.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And this is not just your first time on the DJ Sessions. You've only been at KCRW for a few months.
Yes, I am new to the lineup, but have been having a blast. It's really amazing to be part of such a great lineup of DJs.
In the late night in Los Angeles.
That's right, yeah. So I have to adjust my sleeping schedule, but if that's the worst of it, that's fine with me.
And where were you before?
Well, I am originally from Vermont, so I spent a lot of time on a local Burlington, Vermont station, WRUV, and then came out to LA, put my time in, and here we are.
Okay, well, let's get to some of the music that you brought us. This is called Cat Call. It's by Formable. Started us off by putting us in a very chill LA mood here. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, well, with my time slot late at night, that's usually the vibe. But so, Former Boy is the newest musical project of an LA local, Michael Lundy. He's previously recorded electronic music in the early 2010s, or I guess in sort of the throes of the LA beat scene, or when hip-hop ideals were colliding with electronic.
But you wouldn't consider this electronic.
No, and so this project and this album in particular, Talking Treasure, which he self-released on his label Rap Vacation, sort of takes a left turn into psychedelic territory. I guess I would describe it as being more bedroom pop or indie rock mix, but also it does have sort of those electronic elements where it samples loops and also incorporates a lot of local acts. You have producer Swarvy, who works with a lot of people here in LA. You have one of my favorite local rappers, Zero, and an Oakland-based vocalist who just signed to Flying Lotus's Brain Feeder label, Salami Rose Joe Lewis, who's also one of my favorite names to say on air.
It's a good name to say on air. The next one that you have brought us is called This Time Around. This is by Jessica Pratt.
This time around as a console gray that my feet got hold on. Haven't you heard there's a summer wind gets my head in on. I'll be that name at your control claimant to hide.
This one's very dreamy.
Yeah, absolutely. That is Jessica Pratt's brand. She is an LA-based folk musician. This is her, I guess, from her third album, Quiet Signs, that came out earlier this year in February. And it's the first record where she recorded in a proper sound studio. Her first two records were recorded at home or at friends' studios. And we're sort of defined by having a raw, DIY, intimate quality to them. And just from reading interviews, it seemed like she was really worried about losing that aspect of her music by going to a recording studio. But I think, if anything, it's only elevated the subtleties of her music that make her so great.
Interesting. Okay, the next one. Now, this one people will recognize just the sound of it. I don't even know if I have to say the name, but I will say the name, which is Sound of Music. This is by Leibach. The hills are alive. Okay, so if people's minds are not blown enough just by listening to this version of what Julie Andrews made so famous, they would also have their minds blown to know that Leibach performed this in North Korea because this film is so well known there because it's used to teach school children English.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack with this record. Leibach is an industrials or neoclassical group from Slovenia, so not the first band or artist you would think that would be invited to North Korea
right.
to perform the very first rock concert by a foreign band ever there. But this album came out late last year. It's equal parts hilarious, but also really conceptually amazing and mind-blowing, and sonically just an incredible record. It features guest vocals from Boris Benko, who performs in the Slovenian band Silence, as well as a Swedish singer, Marina Martinson. And they apply this soaring sort of elegance to the whole album, but it's also matched with the vocals of Leibach's lead singer, mm-hmm. Milan Frost, who's very guttural and throaty, almost like a Transylvanian bullfrog. So the combination of those two vocals is really bizarre, but it creates just a really powerful product.
To see
with the sound of music
through the night,
and I will sing once more
like a lord. Was learning to pray.
Okay, the last one we have time for today is Hot Cheetos. This is by Mono Neon. In this is, let's take a long walk in your favorite ghetto, go to the corner store and get some hot Cheetos.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I think this song comes from an album called My Feelings Be Peeling. It's his latest full length, and what he's written, or his artist statement about the album, suggests that even though he might not be able to say everything he wants to your face or in person, often he's able to say that musically. And I think at the very root of this song, it's a sweet love song. He wants to take you to the corner store and get you some hot Cheetos, which who wouldn't want that? But
I don't know if I've had hot Cheetos. I guess that's a different kind of Cheetos. I've had regular Cheetos.
Well, imagine regular Cheetos, but just spicier.
Okay.
Perfect day snack.
That is John Moses, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. John, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is great.
And we've got all of John's picks and more at our Spotify playlist. That's NPR Here and Now on Spotify. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.